Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of the Lalisa Show, where we are here to empower you, to motivate you, to inspire you, encourage you in your journey in this life to be a success. That's right. You can make a success out of your life regardless of where you started, where you end up, how you got here, but tell you what, you're on your way to somewhere great and to somewhere big. And I just absolutely love that you have chosen to allow us to be a part of your success journey. That's right. In life, we want to be successful. We want to be happy. We want to be free. We want to be good at what we do. We want to love what we're doing so that we can get the best and the most out of this life. If you got to be here anyway, why not make the absolute best of it? Not settling for mediocre, not being okay with just, all right, I'm comfortable, you know, I'm at the middle of the road. No, we're absolutely going over the top. That's right, we're going all the way and then some, because the world is, God told us to take dominion over this earth and all that's in it, and everything belongs to our God, and therefore we're his children and it belongs to us. You know how it is. What my daddy has, I have. So you have it too. And so we just want to be the best. Okay, God is already created us in his image after his own likeness. He's made us amazing. However, throughout life, you know, things happen. We go through things. You heard us talking about on the show just yesterday that we can persevere through our adversity, that no matter what we've been through, we shall overcome. We will overcome. Well, today we're talking about how to become a confident communicator. Now, I know if you're like me, this is an important, important topic for you. Communication. And in most things that we do, communication is the key. It is a key source. We have to communicate. Like right now, for example, I'm communicating with you over the airwaves on this radio show. And so for me to understand how to become a confident communicator is so, so important and vital. On my job, as the assistant to the vice president for academic affairs, I have to communicate with people of different backgrounds, different levels, and different types of degrees. I have to communicate to people that I want to get things done, people that I need to make an impact on. And let me tell you, when it started out, I had some challenges. But thanks be to God, He always gives us answers and solutions. And so what I learn information, I love to pass it on to my listeners, to my followers, to those people who say, all right, Coach Louisa, you know, we're coming to you for you to show us some things, and we want to learn from you. So we want to hear what you've experienced so that we can take that information and use it for our own lives. Well, this information today, this is probably as a professional, as a career-minded individual, as a person who is in a relationship, whether it's with a significant other or not, this is a great, great topic. And before I go another farther, let me do this first. And number one, welcome to the show today. Good morning. God bless you. So glad you decided to dial in to 347-945-7991. And go tell somebody, get on the air today. Tell them Coach Louisa is on. The Louisa Show is on in the morning, 7 a.m. And to all of my women and men that I met over at the Union County College on Wednesday, if any of you are tuned in, hello, and here's my personal shout out to you. Good morning. And for those of you who I met somewhere along the way and you said, oh, we wish we could have this every day, or how can we have you every day? Well, this is how you can get Coach Louisa every day. It's right here on the radio, blogtalkradio.com/The Louisa Show. That's Louisa, L-I-L-I-S-A. Well, I'm excited. And the next thing I want to do is I want to say to you and to wish each and every one of you a very special Valentine's Day. Happy, happy Valentine's Day. God bless you. I love you. God loves you. And I hope that you have a great Valentine's Day weekend planned. My Valentine's Day started last night. Oh, my God. It was an amazing night. We were down in the city of Newark, New Jersey at NJ Pack for a powerful 1190 gospel concert. And Hezekiah Walker was there, J.J. Harrison, somebody, Campbell, the half of the Mary, one of the Marys. I guess Mary Campbell. Mary Campbell, Tasha Cobb. Oh, my God. This is another young man. I can't think of his name. But he was awesome. He was dynamic. Oh, and I can't forget the Metropolitan Baptist Church Choir, Metropolitan Baptist Church for the city of Newark, where I'm also a part of one of their teams there. What an awesome, awesome choir. And they sang, y'all. So I was there, and I didn't get home until close to midnight. So, and then to be back up for the show this morning. But I couldn't wait to be here because, you know, we tape the shows live. So this show is live every morning. So we are just excited. But, yeah, but back to my topic for today. This is an important, important topic for those career-minded individuals. Like I said, if you're in a relationship, you want to be caring about this topic. The topic today is that basically how to become a confident communicator. Yes, becoming a confident communicator. Now let's talk about for a second why that's important to be confident in our communication. Well, number one, communication is so much of what we do with other people. So when we communicate, it is a way that we interact with other people. And how we interact is needs to be cared for. Like, we need to care about that. And we need to make sure that we're doing it properly. We want to understand, or we want to make sure that the person we're communicating with, that they understand the importance, or they understand what we're trying to communicate. Right now, I'm trying to communicate to you the importance of communicating competently. And so communication, so why is communication important? Because it's what we use to interact with other people to get our points across, to get across to someone else what we're thinking and or what we would like them to do, or what we would like them to know, or what we would like them to see or to think or to feel. So persons who are authors, speakers, employees, supervisors, staff members, we all need to communicate. And what are we communicating? We're communicating some point or concept, idea, so that other people can understand it, so that other people can take it and do something with it. And here's the problem. If we, especially for professionals on jobs, whether you're on a job interview or whether you're in your day-to-day work, whether you're trying to go up for a promotion, I have found this to be true. One of the things that can hurt you in your career, right? And I've seen this over the many jobs that I've had, the many careers that I've been in, all the way back to my earliest job. My first real job was at 18. I was a file clerk for Cincinnati Time Recorder. That was my first real big job, and it didn't go so well. Probably had I understood communications and understood how to be an effective, confident communicator back then, who knows with where I would have ended up with that job? Who knows if I would have ended up one day the CEO of that organization or one of its top vice presidents? But I know that if I had known then what I know today about leadership, about development, about being a confident communicator, and many things and similar things like that, I know my life would be different. So I'm telling you, I am just so excited about where things are going in my life. I tell you, I just thank God. I thank God, and I thank God more for where He has brought me, where He's taking me to. And oh my God, only the sky is the limit. Only the sky is the limit to what you can have as it relates to God. You have to think big. You have to think big, and you have to be able to act big. You know, there's no reason to think small. There's so many options and opportunities. But communication is one of the ways that you maneuver wherever you are. Again, it could be in a relationship. You could be in a relationship. It could be with your spouse. It could be with a potential spouse. You have to, it could even be with your siblings, with your parents. Effective communication is a sign of, you know, proper professionalism, so to speak. If you're not really able to communicate what you're thinking, if you're not able to communicate a thought to a person for them to be able to react or to take action, then that's a bit of a problem. But it's not the end of the world if there's an issue there, because you can easily get the skills built. You can go through training. But what's the sense of going through training if you don't know what you're there for? you don't know what you're there to learn. So today I'm just bringing this up so that when you take that communications course, when you take that communications workshop or what have you, you will understand the value of why it is so valuable to be a great communicator. Whether you're writing an email, you could be sending a text, you could be making a post on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or any of the other major social media networks out there, and there are many today. We don't want to have to name them because we'd be here all day. But communication is now even more critical because we're using all these different mediums. Before, people were just pretty much talking face-to-face. You know, if we go back thousands of years ago, that was it, face-to-face. There was no long-distance phone calls, okay. There was no telephone. You talked face-to-face, and or you wrote it down. And you wrote it down, and then if someone picked up the letter or the note, it got delivered somewhere, or it was in a book or something, and a person picked it up and read it, and from that reading, they should be able to understand what you're trying to communicate. So here's some things that I had to learn about becoming a confident communicator. And again, in the workplace, it's very, very critical. Your supervisors, your coworkers, they don't want to listen to you, and if they don't understand what you're saying, okay? And believe me, I know from personal experience that this is a problem, all right? I'm not just talking about it because it's something that I read in a book. It's not that, you know, some book or some news person told me this is important to talk about. The Holy Spirit told me this was important to talk about because I know what I've been through and I know what a struggle it was for me. And even though I am a talker, I love talking for some reason. I don't know. It's my gift. It's just like some people love to shoot basketball. I don't know. But God gives all of us something that we enjoy doing. And so it just took me a long, long time to learn how to take my gift and allow it to make room for me in the marketplace. But I finally did, because your gift will make room for you. It just took me a long time to figure out that I could be a motivational speaker, or I could be a radio show host, or I could be a workshop leader or a trainer or an MC to an event. It took me a long time to realize that, but I finally did. Well, another way that we communicate is through our writing. So again, you write letters at work, you have to give direction to people, or you have to explain something to someone, or you're in a meeting with a group of your colleagues. Your supervisor may or may not be there. You could be in your house of worship, in your various ministries. You may be the ministry leader. You have to communicate. For instance, I have to communicate from the pulpit in our church on Sunday. As the preacher, my job is to stand up there and communicate a revelation from God to the people. So, you know, so I had chosen this topic prior to even knowing that. So this becomes important. Communication becomes an important thing, an important tool to have in your repertoire. And I remember back in the day, that was one of the skill sets that people would use on their resumes if they had it. I'm a great communicator. So we knew that it was important enough that that would be a skill. That was one of those skills you highlighted on your resume to say, oh, yeah, and I'm also a hard worker, I'm a dedicated worker, or I'm dependable. And that's one of those skills that you want to highlight for yourself if you have it. So what do you need to do to be a good communicator? Well, again, one, you can take training, take some classes. And there are many that are free online. You can go to some online workshops. You can go to some online webinars where you can learn how to communicate properly. But communication, simple and clear, is that Well, you know, you always hear people say you need to be more of a listener. That's number one. But it's particularly in communicating. People might say, well, why do I need to listen? I'm the one communicating. I'm the one doing the speaking. Well, this is true. However, if the person who is listening to you is not understanding what you're saying, then that's why the listening is very critical. Because you need to be able to listen to see if the person is getting you, is getting what you're saying, so that you know to go on, you know to keep going. Or you need to stop and rephrase something, or to stop and check with the person to see, are you following me? Are you getting this? And I used to wonder why people do that. Now I see. Because if you lose your audience, if they are not understanding what you're saying, then your whole conversation was worthless, basically. Because they didn't understand. They don't know what to do as a result of the conversation. So I'm trying really, really hard in this conversation to make sure that the importance of the show today is that you know that communication is important. Number one, we want to be effective communication. We want to be effective communicators. We want to be more effective communicators. Then we need to make sure that we are paying attention to how we communicate. And one of the things that is a great quality to have as a communicator is that we're a confident communicator. Doesn't mean we have to, you know, shout at people. Doesn't mean we have to scream and holler and curse at people. And no, but confident in what we're saying, confident in knowing that what we're saying is clear, confident in that the person that we are speaking to, that we're on their level, that they understand what we're saying, because we don't want to talk over someone's head. We don't want to speak over someone's head. We want it to be at their level where they can understand it, because at the end of the day, the communication that we give forth, the communication that we send forth, at the end of the day, it needs to make an impact. It is making an impact. And so it's just like with our brand. Our communication style is also a part of your brand. And if it's an area of the brand that needs to be renewed, retooled, revamped, then it's high time we did it. But it is time in 2015, as we continue to strive to be better, that we work on being a confident communicator. So when it's our time to talk, people will listen and people will want to listen. When it's our time to share ideas, people will want to hear what we have to say. And they'll be able to hear what we have to say. They'll be able to understand us. So some of the things that we're going to do is we want to be, you know, have some thought to what we're going to say before we can say it. Not always possible. Sometimes we have to speak extemporaneously. We have to speak, so to speak, off the cuff. But at the same time, we still want to be able to take about 10 seconds to gather our thought. But when we think about the listener, you know, one way to be a confident communicator is put ourselves in the place of the listener and try to figure out what is it that the listener is hearing and what does the listener need to know. What does the listener need to hear? And then here's what will take you even further in communication. There was a communications course that I used to train people on when I was working at this one company, and we were doing all the corporate training. And one of our corporate trainings was communication, interpersonal and communication skills. It was one of our trainings, and it was one of the ones that I enjoyed doing. The beautiful thing about training is every time you train, you should learn something. So I was learning along the way. And in that communication class, we would teach people. It starts with, you know, two people. You got the sender, person speaking or doing the communicating, and then you have the receiver, the person who catches it, that hears it. But the trick is, what do they hear? And the bigger step, which is what we used to talk about in the communication classes, what are they able to do with what they've heard? And we would teach our students in that class that, which were the employees of the company, we would teach them that your communication is what you get back. The response you get is your communication. You can't just say, well, the person didn't understand. Well, it's your job to make sure that the person understood what you wanted them to understand. And the only way to know that is that either it got the reaction that you wanted and or it got the response that you wanted. If they went and did what you communicated them to do, or if they felt what you wanted them to feel, then you know your communication is successful. And especially for those of us who are entrepreneurs, who are sales in the sales and marketing industry, those of us who are coaches and speakers, who are consultants who have to negotiate contracts or try to gain new customers, it's very, very critical that we tune in and hone in our communication skills. So I am going to be offering some workshops on how to become a confident communicator through my webinar university, which is anymeeting.com/LilisaJWilliams. That's my online webinar university where I do webinars to help you in your professional and personal development. That's right, in your professional and personal development. Why? Because professional development and personal development are very dear and near to my heart. They're the thing that I'm the most passionate about. It's the thing that I wished I had known about this when I was like age five, and which I probably did in a funny sort of way. Because in a funny sort of way, my mother was about this type of thing. I just didn't really know what was happening, okay? I was in the household, but didn't have a clue. But I didn't see it for myself, you know, and that's another whole topic. That when we don't get clear about our own vision, and when we don't get clear about what we want, where we're going, and when we're not able to see ourselves as a particular thing. Like, there are some children, they see themselves as, you know, an Olympic medal winner, or they see themselves as a doctor or nurse or something. But when you're young and you can't see yourself as something, it can be hard, because then you kind of stumble around going from here to there to, you know, not really focused in on a particular thing, or not really guided towards certain things that you need to build you up to get to that thing, that vision that you see for yourself, except in a roundabout way. It does happen, it seems. God is really amazing like that. You do seem to still get there, but it seems like it was such a roundabout way. Had that vision, you could have had a more targeted route. Maybe not quicker, not necessarily sooner, but certainly targeted. You could have targeted certain courses and certain courses of action. However, we also know that every action that we have been through, everything that we've been through, certainly impacts who we are today and allows us to do the things that we do and go the places that we go and talk to the people that we speak to and communicate as effectively as we can. So what I want you to do is I want you to begin to start to look into your communication skills. What are they? Think about, you can think about the responses you get back from people. If people are often going, what did you say? Or, can you, you know, looking confused when you're talking and just face kind of twisted a little bit. That is an indication that people are not so, maybe they're not so understanding what you're communicating. And then the other thing to look at is, what response are you getting from the communication? So I've had to look at this, and sometimes it's just a simple little tweak. It may not be a major overhaul. It may not be a major adjustment. It may just be a little tweak here and there to make our communication more effective so that we can get the results that we want when we communicate. So that's all I have for you today. Well, this day went super duper fast. The show went so fast today. But I'm so excited about this topic, and I'm excited about all the topics, because I try to pick topics that, number one, are exciting. And I know they're exciting to me. They've got to be exciting to you. I mean, everybody has to communicate. No one can say, oh, I don't need that. Oh, yes, you do. You do need it, because you've got to you're making impacts on people. And how are you making that impact? Are you doing what you need to be doing? So, and if you're on a job, you want to grow in your organization, and especially for those who want to go up the corporate ladder, you cannot go up the corporate ladder if you do not have excellent, and I'm talking about stellar, communication skills. You will not be an effective leader. I don't care if you're in network marketing, you still have to be a confident, effective leader. So I'm excited about this topic, and we're going to be talking more and more and more about this. And so Monday, we have the whole weekend, Valentine's Day. Many of you will be celebrating with your loved ones, sweethearts, and all that good stuff. And for those who are not, don't worry about it. Hey, if it's not your time, it's not your time. It's other people's time. You'll get your time. Your time is coming. Everybody's time comes sooner or later. So everyone have a great and wonderful weekend. Monday is also a holiday. It's a holiday today. I'm not at work today, thank God. Yippee. So another day off. It's always nice to get that day off, especially for people like me who have 15,000,011 other things that I can do that are outside my work, because I do have another life outside of work. But I absolutely love my job, so it's not that yippee, but it's yippee that I get to do some other things that I'm a real deep passion, which is like talking to you, working on people's books. I'm working on a few books with people, trying to get their books out before this month is over. So I have one lady that I have to finish up, then another woman that I'm working with, I believe, at least I need another gentleman. They call me. I got to get back with him. And then there's a lady in Cleveland. So I should have about four clients in the pipeline that I'm working with them. Just kind of keeping them motivated and with the next steps for their books. But for you, if you also want to write a book, you can take my self-publishing course. And you take that course, and it'll teach you how to publish your book. And you just go to self-publishing works. That's what self publishing, WRKS.com. Just sign up for the class. Take the course. It's a short course. It's not that long. Pay your registration. Take the course. And after you take the course, get started. Do what it tells you to do. That course comes with course material. Comes with the free ebook. Should show you step by step. Put it together, and I'll help you from there with more classes. Yippee! So anyway, I'm having a great, wonderful, wonderful time. Don't forget, if you need a coach, I'm a life coach. I'd love to coach you. And so if you're looking for a coach, if you're looking to solve some problems, you're looking to get a new perspective on life, if you're looking to run some ideas past someone, you got some business ideas, some things about thoughts that you might have for your business, you want a coach, I'm for hire. Coach Lalisa, So you can visit me at CoachLalisa.com. And if you haven't got a copy of the book yet, Release Your Power, you can do so. You can go to release-your-power.com and purchase that book. The book is for sale. You can go to that website and you can purchase your copy of release-your-power.com. You get a copy of the book. And until Monday, and over the weekend, I'll post shows for next week and the show topics. And we'll see how the Lord leads. Take care and God bless.